This is a podcast for spiritual downloads, star seeds, light workers, and authenticity. Spiritual awareness is advised. Welcome to the 1111 Synchronized Podcast. So glad that you're here. Let's all join together by taking a deep breath in and a deep breath out. Is everyone all right out there? It's a little turbulent right now. So whatever's happening, just breathe it in, breathe it out. Know that it's all good. It will be all good. If it's not good right now, it will be. So there's a lot of energy going on right now. There's a lot of flares. There's a lot of unexpected things happening as we are in eclipse season and we just had a full moon. So yes, with that being said, if you have any topics that you'd like to hear covered, please submit those to my inbox. You can reach me at Agent K21 Podcast on Instagram. You can find me on most of the social medias. You can hit me up via email, via text, any of those great resources. Please let me know what topic you'd like to hear. In addition, if you like to speak on a topic, or if you want to nominate somebody to speak on a topic, by all means, check in with them first, but please, I would be grateful to co-host with anybody. And if you would like me to be featured on your page, whatever you do, let me know. I would be glad to. And as always, you can subscribe, you can share these messages, you can write a review. Donations are appreciated all as well. I'm so grateful for everyone that's listening, especially those that get through that ad. I listened to the ad the other day. I was like, ooh, I don't know. But you know what? I had to realize I'm hearing it from my own lens and from my own interpretation. And maybe it's not as cringeworthy as it sounds to me when I heard it. But if you are interested in joining the team or being a part of the merchandise store, running operations there, you can definitely hit me up for that. But if you haven't gotten your merchandise, please check out the links below in the description for more information on that. If you haven't already subscribed to the YouTube channel, and in addition, I do offer music lessons. So if you are an aspiring musician and you want to tap into your own soul song and you're frustrated with traditional modes of learning music, I offer a unique perspective on that. So you can check out the music website and find what instrument you would like to explore, production as well, songwriting also, and just send me an email, let me know what instrument you would like to learn or sharpen your skills on. In addition to all of that, I do provide donation-based counseling, so if you're in a really tough time right now, as there's a lot of energy going on, you may be having a spiritual awakening, you may be feeling isolated, alienated, just confused, just all of these past traumas coming up, and you just want someone to hold that space and help navigate that terrain with you, please book yourself a session. Very simple, you just go to the website, go to the service, book yourself a session now. You can either book for counseling with myself. I also do provide dream interpretations, and we also have a Reiki healer and Cardinal healer, so you can get any of those in your repertoire there. So by all means, please use these resources. They're there for you guys. They are available for the general public to use at their leisure. So, and in combination with that, I am building an empire. So if you are a spiritually gifted person, or you don't even have to be spiritual, if you're just someone who wants to make a change in this world and you don't like the way corporate society is and you want to be part of the change and work with me and not for me, please send your resume to me. Let me know. Set up an interview with me and get you a part of the team. So it's been a lot of energy going on right now. And we are in a season of a lot of upheaval, a lot of illusions crashing, a lot of things coming to the surface. The veil is very thin right now. And there can be a lot of interference that can happen during this time. there can be a lot of mixed messages. There can be a lot of back and forth. There can be, you know, it's also retrograde season. So the past is coming to bite that booty, okay? And getting a chance to reheal and reinvestigate and revisit some things that may be going on. So no matter what's happening, know that the universe is always for you, never against you. It's all about how we understand and interpret what's happening that makes it easy or not so easy. None of it's easy, trust me, but the way we can view it can definitely lighten that. And so continuing the journey of the archangels, I'm going to be talking about a very well-known archangel who's considered the messenger, Archangel Gabriel. Now, before I get into Archangel Gabriel, just a little background information. If you've been paying attention to this series, if you haven't, please check out former episodes about the archangels. But they all have a divine counterpart, also known as what we may traditionally call twin flame or divine counterpart that works with them. And so Archangel Gabriel, the great messenger, his twin flame is Lady Hope. So gonna do some more exploring on that. And if you are on a spiritual path or a spiritual journey and you're having all of these energies come forth, there's always a level of karma that's kind of involved with spiritual connections, because many things have not been right for a long time in history. If you study any human history, you know that things have been pretty tumultuous for a while. But all of that is about to shift. So in order to clear the space, you have to revisit a lot of these painful things. And in order to usher in the new, you have to kind of release the old. So a lot of these things may be coming up to release and clear the space. And there can be a lot of just people who may not be conscious of what's going on. So if you are aware, use your awareness to shine and to illuminate the path for others. At least I would encourage you to do so. Do whatever you wish, but I would encourage you to use your gifting to really spread whatever message you have in your soul. And so there's been just full disclosure, full transparency right now. So I had a gig, a performance, the previous night, last night. And I'm still a little high from all of that. Just full disclosure, I'm still a little high from all that. I'm trying to come down. I've been trying to come down for a while. I'm still up there just from the adrenaline, you know. I don't do drugs. I do plants. So, you know, there's a difference. And, you know, there's something that happens when you are increasing the frequency, when you're raising the vibration of this planet Earth, because we live in a duality. We live in a polarity. We live in contrast. So if you're operating at a high frequency, which is love, and you're in an environment where there is a lot of fear and there's a lot of insecurities, people are going to get triggered by that. And what can happen is when people are unconscious of their triggers, they can be overtaken by entities and spirits that have a different purpose. So lo and behold, I was definitely up there and still up there. And I was performing yesterday. And you have to be so grounded when you're operating in the spirit realm, because there will be attacks. There just will be. Everything is not for you. So you have to be very discerning to understand what's for you, what's not for you. And with Archangel Gabriel being the messenger, on the twin flame journey or on any spiritual journey, you will get a lot of different messages. So for instance, you hear a song playing in your head. Go look up that song. Look up the lyrics. There's a message in there for you. Or you'll see repeating numbers. You'll see synchronicities. You'll see a lot of different things happening, because messages are always trying to reach us constantly. It's about our awareness. How much do we pay attention to it? And the more you awaken, the more obvious they become. The more you awaken, the more it's almost impossible to ignore the signs, the signals, everything that's happening. So you have to learn also how to cultivate discernment with that. because every message is not necessarily for you. And being able to tell, is this a benevolent message or is this a maleficent message? So I received an attack last night. And I don't even know if I want to talk about it because I don't want to give it any airtime. But I will post the video. I did record it. And I will post the video probably in a couple of days from now. So if you want to watch that performance that I did, I will come back to this episode once it's published and I will add it back to this. And I will also add it to the Linktree link. So if you don't necessarily come back to this episode, you can always click on the Linktree link and use. I will have that performance available for if you want to see what happened. But right now there's a lot of karma being lifted. There's a lot of negative energies that are coming to the surface to be healed, to be cleansed, to be released and be restored and transmuted. And, you know, just giving it an example of what I mean by the pain and the trauma and the karma that can happen on a spiritual journey, especially when it comes to spiritual connections and relationships. So on my journey, of the twin flame dynamic, there was a moment where something happened and I was not consciously aware of what was happening until later. So there was a moment where a private conversation was made public. And initially, I felt kind of in shock, but also kind of honored at the same time. And my response, I felt conflicted. Because on one hand, I was like, okay, this feels off. But then the other hand, I was like, well, maybe it's not. And I kind of went back and forth with that feeling. And I realized later in hindsight that what I was doing was using the tools I used in childhood to survive, which was to silence my pain, to silence myself. So there was a part of me that was in pain, and I just kind of pushed it to my unconscious. And then, you know, a few months later, similar thing happened with this same dynamic. So there was a moment where on my journey, I was recorded. I was video recorded without my knowledge, without my consent. And part of me felt very exposed, very violated, very confused, very hurt. But another part of me did not want to say anything. Because it's a double-edged sword in a way, because again, that old trauma, again, the twin flame journey is about healing your traumas and uncovering those initial wounds where it really comes from. And so I realized throughout my life I would silence my pain, because what I learned in childhood, if I wanted to have my needs met, I had to sacrifice myself. I had to silence myself. Because if I using this example, what I learned is that being recorded and being in having that recording public without my knowledge or without even knowing it was happening, it was painful. But I had silenced that part of myself because the bigger need that I needed in that moment was justifying it. And I realized that when I was younger, and even in this dynamic, it kind of illuminated something for me, is that the greater need for me is as a spontaneous person, as a musician, as a creative person, there are times when it is appropriate to record, at least for me, it is appropriate to record myself without my knowledge, because if I was aware I was being recorded, I might behave differently. And sometimes you don't have the ability to say, hey, do I have permission to record right now? Can you sign this right here? Sometimes you don't have that ability to do that. So on one hand, I was grateful that someone even wanted to record me. I was so grateful that something was being captured and the essence of it was being presented. On the other hand, I felt vulnerable and I felt exposed and I felt unsafe. So sitting in between these two realities, I pushed that painful part into the shadow, into the unconscious. I silenced that part of me that felt hurt. I silenced that part of me because I learned that if I said something, at least in my youth, if I said something, everything was so black and white. I couldn't just say, hey, I didn't appreciate this. Because if I said I didn't appreciate this, then that was so black and white that from now on, forevermore, we will never do this. And there might be a time when I would want to be recorded or have whatever the experience is. So I would silence that part of myself out of the fear that I wouldn't have my need met. And it was through that experience that helped illuminate a lot of things and help heal a lot of things for me. But it was so unconscious. It was so unconscious that it actually became a part of a karmic cycle for me. It became a part of a karmic cycle that, you know, moments after that time had happened, I had suppressed that painful part of myself so much that I wasn't even aware that it was still there. I wasn't even aware how hurt I was. And lo and behold, I went and did the same exact thing to someone else, someone I care about. I did the exact same thing to them. And it hit me once it happened that I had been carrying that pain for so long and I didn't know it until I did it to somebody else. And so the karmic cycle happens. Karma, trauma, abuse is all on a cycle. And what typically happens, people who have been abused, they suppress it and push it to their unconscious. And when we're in pain, when we're in trauma, we don't realize how hurt we are. And so a way to cope, we have to manifest it outwardly because it's too painful to accept and embrace it inwardly. Or we're even unaware that we're carrying it until we inflict it onto somebody else. And so I had realized that you will see this very prevalent with people who have been sexually abused, especially because there's such a split that happens when you've been abused in the most vulnerable kind of way. And so it becomes a fragment of oneself. And so a way to heal pain is to see it reflected outside of you. And I was unaware that I had did that to someone, that I was a part of that cycle. And so I had to deal with that. I had to feel the pain of putting someone I care about through the same pain I had went through because I hadn't dealt with it. And that's what happens. Most people do not deal with their pain and they inflict it on other people because they're unaware. Because it's more painful sometimes to admit that we're hurt. It's more painful to admit that someone got the best of us. It's more painful to admit that we feel powerless. It's more painful to admit that we feel scared. So we push it to the unconscious. Or that's how it's shown up in my experience. And so a way to heal karma is to make whatever's wrong, to make it right, whatever that means. If that means forgiving yourself and forgiving others, if that means speaking the truth, if that means swallowing your pride, whatever it is, making what's wrong, make it right to heal that karma. So as the universe would have it, I was presented with an opportunity this week to make something right, to help someone learn from the mistakes I've made. Earlier this week, a dear friend of mine had the same exact thing happen to them, where they posted something publicly on a spiritual leader's page. And that spiritual leader took a screenshot of that post and published it publicly. Now, I know there's a caveat because we're in a technology age and everything's prone to be exposed and you have to always be aware and conscious. But at the same time, you shouldn't have to be. You should be able to have safe places where you can let your guard down and have trust that it won't be exploited. And so I took this opportunity to defend my friend. I found this spiritual leader's page. I went to their website. I found their email. And I sent them a nice, long, beautiful, straight-to-the-point email. And I just said, you know, this is not okay. I mean, I said a lot more than that, but to have awareness, I wasn't combative or anything. I just was like, listen, this is what happened. But as a leader, you have to take accountability for your actions and you have to do better, or at least start trying to. I didn't ask for any recompense. I didn't ask for anything. I just wanted to make this person aware. And to my surprise, I received an email back. I received an email back from the spiritual leader. And to my surprise, not only did they heed my words, they actually took action. They took down the post that they posted and they apologized. And that cleared up so much karma. So my message to you all is to be mindful, to take care of each other, to be careful with people's emotions and delicate with people's hearts and their pains and their grief and all that make us all who we are, to know that everyone is carrying their own burdens, everyone has gone through their own story, and to be kind to others. So that's all I want to say for now. Let's take a quick break, and when I come back, I'm going to talk more about Archangel Gabriel and Lady Hope. Welcome back. Thank you. Now let's get to it. Archangel Gabriel. Who's Archangel Gabriel? Archangel Gabriel's name means God is my strength. Strength of God, the divine in my strength. Archangel Gabriel is known as the angel of the Annunciation, the angel of resurrection, the chief ambassador to humanity, the angel of revelation, and the bringer of good news, judgment, and mercy. Archangel Gabriel is the angel of harmony, beauty, purification, and art, the angel of joy and the spirit of truth, and is the awakening archangel and the soul's guardian. Archangel Gabriel, being the angel of the Annunciation, announced the forthcoming birth of Jesus. It is also said that Archangel Gabriel inspired and communicated with Joan of Arc. Archangel Gabriel teaches us to seek angelic help and guidance through ritual, meditation, invocation, and dreams, and helps us to raise our consciousness in order to increase our awareness of angels. Archangel Gabriel is the Archangel of the West and rules over the element of water. Archangel Gabriel also works in the purest essence of every ray, the pure white light. Archangel Gabriel governs the base, our sacral chakra. And when this chakra is functioning at its optimum, you have the thrust and energy to get things done and feel passionate about achieving your goals and making a success of your life. You also put more energy towards your relationships and social contacts. Gabriel is in charge of the development of the base and sacral chakras of the planet and humanity as a whole. Archangel Gabriel is the archangel of the mind and can be called upon to help with mental challenges, to help construct alternative choices for outcomes and situations, and to help with decision making. Archangel Gabriel represents resurrection, mercy, and revelation, change, emotions, purity, clarity, order, discipline, communication skills, creativity, the arts, finding your life purpose, relationships, concepts, pregnancy, adoption, inspiration, emotional healing, and transformation. Archangel Gabriel is a powerful and loving messenger of divine love, wisdom, and guidance, and is the archangel of communication, strength, and new beginnings. Archangel Gabriel is the guardian of emotions, relationships, and creativity. At times when we are struggling with abuse, addictions, dysfunctional families, the struggles of sexual minorities, and to have love and be loved, Archangel Gabriel is the angel to invoke as he offers guidance, awakening, and purification. Archangel Gabriel offers spirituality, love, and hope, and assists with heightening the intuition. Archangel Gabriel helps us to interpret our visions and dreams and aids and assists with fertility, child conception, and adoption. Archangel Gabriel uplifts our spirits and helps us to feel more fully connected with the universal mind. He alerts us to be awake and aware and to pay attention to the energies around us. Archangel Gabriel brings news and information about one's spiritual destiny, our life purpose, that which the soul has agreed to embark upon in this lifetime. Gabriel brings inspirational messages and guidance regarding your life purpose and soul mission. Archangel Gabriel is in charge of the angels of guidance, and their mission is to help us to understand the life plan, chart, our blueprint that you agreed to prior to your incarnation. Archangel Gabriel eases bereavement and loss and enhances creativity, optimism, and a positive outlook on life. Archangel Gabriel helps to ease fears and phobias and releases the fear of experiencing pleasure of all kinds. Archangel Gabriel helps us to balance our hormones and aids with fertility. He also gives us motivation, balances our body levels, increases vitality, and helps us to build up energy step by step throughout our lives. Gabriel also helps us to see the right path for us to follow. Archangel Gabriel cleanses and raises your vibrational rate, helps you to open your heart, and reconnects you with your soul purpose, your reason for being. Archangel Gabriel guides you towards the next step in your life and reveals your life purpose and soul mission on earth. And those who call upon Gabriel will find themselves pushed into action that ultimately lead to beneficial results. Archangel Gabriel helps us to realize our personal truths and assists us to live our truths faithfully, honoring our own unique gifts, talents, and abilities. Gabriel helps us to find the courage to live our truths and helps us to develop our individual gifts and fully express them. Archangel Gabriel helps us to express our truths, honor and respect our individuality, and listen to our inner voice and intuition. Archangel Gabriel tells us that by being true to ourselves, we are able to use our natural gifts, talents, and abilities for the highest good. Gabriel reminds us that we each make a valuable contribution to the spiritual development of humanity, simply by being who we truly are. Gabriel brings us the courage to be true to ourselves and encourages us to have strength in our convictions. Archangel Gabriel helps us to Archangel Gabriel helps us with certain truths in situations where there may be a conflict between what we know within to be right and what is being presented. He helps us to see and know what the truth is for us in every situation, where our intuition and insight may be called upon to guide us. In matters of the arts and any kind of creativity, call upon Archangel Gabriel for loving assistance, as Archangel Gabriel's energies stimulate joyfulness and spiritual upliftment. Archangel Gabriel brings joy and grace, system order and clarity to your life, and opens you up to compassion and sympathy, generosity and benevolence, empathy and understanding, discipline, efficiency, determination. Archangel Gabriel helps to purify negative emotions, thought patterns, and beliefs, and clears the body's energy system. Archangel Gabriel gives guidance on your spiritual growth in the direction of your future and brings awareness that we are always receiving messages from the universe. Archangel Gabriel helps to keep the airways, our channels open and clear for those who focus upon the highest and purest aspects of messages from the realm of the spirit. Archangel Gabriel greatly assists with tapping into the highest spiritual guides and teachers. Archangel Gabriel guides all midwives in all facets to do with pregnancy and childbirth. Archangel Gabriel has assisting angels at birth during infancy, during the birthing process. Archangel Gabriel radiates love and light as he connects the new spirit with the physical body of the newborn. Archangel Azrael is said to stand in the background. And if you want to hear more about Archangel Azrael, please listen to the previous episode. It'll also be listed in the description. Archangel Gabriel gives courage and strength to parents and helps pregnant women stay calm, centered, and balanced in order to create the best atmosphere for the growth and development of the baby. Archangel Gabriel helps those whose life purpose involves art and communication and oversees artists of all kinds, teachers, facilitators, lecturers, actors, singers, songwriters, dancers, musicians, writers, authors, journalists, and reporters. Gabriel also acts as a coach of sorts, motivating and inspiring communicators and artists to express their talents and to overcome fear, doubt, and procrastination. Archangel Gabriel also inspires, motivates, and coaches artists and communicators and helps them to overcome procrastinating and fear. Before beginning any communication or artistic project, ask Archangel Gabriel to guide, assist, and oversee your activities. Archangel Gabriel is an angel of action, and those who call upon him will find themselves pushed into action, leading to positive results and outcomes. Archangel Gabriel brings us the knowledge that nothing ever really dies, but rather changes to a different form and then reborn in another realm of existence. Archangel Gabriel has a connection with spiritual leaders, astronomers, biochemists, physicians, healers, psychic clairvoyants, designers, architects, journalists, writers, communicators, and musicians. Archangel Gabriel instructs us as to what our talents and tasks are in our lifetimes prior to our incarnations and brings forth information and news regarding our life purpose, soul mission, and spiritual destiny. During meditation, you can ask Archangel Gabriel to light up within your aura and show you the symbols of your soul mission so that you are able to attract perfect connections and opportunities. Archangel Gabriel helps us define our true calling, and you can call upon them for guidance to understand your life plan, life chart, and life purpose. Archangel Gabriel helps those whose life purpose involves communication and inspires, motivates, and encourages artists, writers, and communicators of all kinds, helping them to overcome their fears. Call upon Archangel Gabriel for help and guidance when doing anything involving delivering spiritual messages. The energy of Archangel Gabriel draws messages of good news that lifts the spirits and makes us feel connected with the universal energies. Gabriel brings messages through the heart and emotions rather than the mind, and draws our attention to the signs, omens, messages, and synchronicities that the universe sends us to answer all of our questions and guide us in the right direction. Archangel Gabriel encourages us to pay attention and be aware and alert about our own energies and what we ourselves put into the universe. Gabriel encourages us to be our highest and best so that we only send out positive vibrations and in return receive in kind. Archangel Gabriel seeks to bring awareness and messages of good tidings and hope, as well as cautionaries and dreams of warnings. Gabriel assists with interpreting dreams and visions and can forewarn you of changes ahead and help with adjustment and transitions. I receive. It is one of Archangel Gabriel's purposes is to deliver the messages, then step back and allow the individual to act or not upon the situation as they see fit. Archangel Gabriel encourages you to focus on things that bring you joy, gratitude, and peace. Gabriel seeks to guide and nourish the child within us and protects what is pure and natural within us. Archangel Gabriel also oversees disadvantaged children and children with illnesses and disabilities of all kinds. One way to connect and work with Archangel Gabriel is through affirmations, as they encourage and inspire us and fill our hearts and minds with positive expectations and hope. You can call upon Archangel Gabriel to clear and purify your body of toxins and your mind of negative or impure thoughts, beliefs, and mindsets. Archangel Gabriel is the angel to turn to for help with all forms of communication, including the ability to speak your mind, make new friends, express yourself through creative or artistic projects, and to reach your divine potential. Archangel Gabriel helps us to find balance during all transitions and changes within the body. Call upon Archangel Gabriel for help with communication of all kinds, promotional work and networking, arts and media, writing, public speaking, teaching, and advocacy work. Call upon Gabriel to gain and promote support for any cause that you are passionate about. Archangel Gabriel helps to overcome procrastination. If you want clarity about a personal issue or situation, Archangel Gabriel helps you to find clarity, enabling you to make positive decisions and move forward. Archangel Gabriel's twin flame is hope. Hope carries the purpose. Hope carries the pure flame of the Divine Mother and is the divine spark that resides in the heart chakra. Hope brings strength and hope. Archangel Gabriel and Hope remind you of your divine potential, the perfect version of yourself. Archangel Gabriel and his twin flame Hope assist with the development of the base and sacral chakras. Their aim is to assist us to move from a life based on reaction and survival through to trust and joy towards a life of blissful service and inner peace. Archangel Gabriel and his Archia Hope also govern the sacral chakra. On a physical level, the sacral chakra governs the bowels and bladder and sexual organs. It controls the sexual glands, ovaries, testes. When the sacral chakra is functioning correctly, menstruation flows easily and menopause is a fluid transition. All hormonal changes within both males and females are affected by the sacral chakra. When working properly, the sacral chakra enables you to have warm, loving, comfortable friendships and relationships of all kinds. It makes you feel emotionally balanced and harmonious. Archangel Gabriel helps you to bring more joy into your life and enables you to base your life on a strong spiritual foundation. Call upon Archangel Gabriel if your third eye chakra is closed and your spiritual vision is blocked. The essential oils of jasmine can be used to connect with Archangel Gabriel. Jasmine induces optimism, relieves sadness, and opens us up to the angelic realm. Archangel Gabriel works with Archangel Michael to oversee our safety and offer us protection. Gabriel and Michael also remove unwanted spirits from buildings and houses and from around people and places. Archangel Gabriel works closely with the Ascended Master of Shambhala, Paul the Venita. Together they bring forward new cosmic concepts of arts of all kinds and help people to truly feel what an artist or musician is expressing. Each of the archangels has a special place in the etheric of planet Earth. You can ask to visit their temples where they work during meditation or sleep. Archangel Gabriel has a retreat at Mount Shasta, California, and another at Findhorn. You can visit Archangel Gabriel's spiritual retreat to receive clarity and insight about your life purpose and spiritual mission, soul mission. You can also request purification, and Archangel Gabriel will work on your energy to relax and release old patterns and beliefs, negative habits, past hurts, and old memories that no longer positively serve you. Thank you, Archangel Gabriel. So there are a lot of different professions that could come in handy working closely with this particular angel. Now, again, being able to connect to this energy, you do not have to be religious. You do not have to be spiritual. You just have to trust, believe, and know that there is more working for you than against you. And that the more you tap into these things that work for you, the more you can manifest, the more you can be in a state of harmony, in a state of peace. So I'm enjoying learning about these archangels. It's all making so much sense, and that definitely getting downloads, live. I'm always getting these downloads and just processing it all. It's like, wow. So I hope that you guys are really maybe tapping into this. And of course, I will leave articles. I'm not going to read all of the articles I had, but I will list them in the description under the recommendations. So if you want to look at them for yourself, but understanding that you can tap into Archangel Gabriel and tap into Lady Hope to be inspired and to clearly communicate and to express messages. So I will read a little bit of this because I think this is important. Let's see. So firstly, as Gabriel awakens us, he brings us a message that will make us take a closer look at our deepest, innermost wishes and longings, and then see them for what they really are. Often, if we haven't been paying attention to the first quiet messages, they may increase in volume until they have to come in the form of what we know as wake-up calls. These may be what we perceive to be unpleasant or unwelcomed events, such as near-death experiences, loss of close friends or loved ones through death or separation, or other life-changing happenings. Secondly, he ignites the flame that dwells in each of us, which is our divine spark, our inner light. And then as we respond to our own spirituality, he helps us to move forward using our past experiences and supports our inner knowing on the path we have chosen to take in this lifetime. On our way, he also gives us the strength to accept and live with the changes we may have to go through, which may not always be pleasant or very comfortable. He always tries to encourage us by giving us a sight of the good things to come at any time of change. He may do this by helping us to understand visions and glimpses of the future, which may come to us in the form of dreams, synchronicities, or symbols that may aid us and reassure us in our task. Above all, Gabriel's energy is joyful and brings with it a message of hope and optimism. He shows us that we are truly divine and reminds us of our innate desire to return to merge with God, or, as I like to say, with love. Gabriel's natural state of being sparks with joy and energy and reminds us that joy is our natural state. It is his task to help us see, understand, and deal with the irritations, angers, and fears that stop us from being in our own natural state of joy, and to appreciate what a blissful thing it is to be happy and content. Thank you. That is from the Inner Light Workers .co.uk article. The first article I read from was from your girl Joanne Scribes, which of course will be listed. But I wanted to read that because we are in a very tumultuous time right now where things may be feeling unpleasant and painful and darn right not fair. And I just want to encourage you all to know that it gets better. I know that's a cliche, but it does. And when things are happening, at least the approach I've done, is when things are happening to me, I don't look at it as it's happening to me. I look to seek the lesson. I'm always looking to say, what is the lesson in this? So for example, if someone hurts you, someone betrays you, someone does something just flat out wrong, it's never about the person. Remember that we're dealing with karmic energy, we're dealing with past lives, we're dealing with spirituality, we're dealing with things that are not in the physical a lot of times. So when things happen, such as betrayal or anything like that, I ask myself, this person is not actually the one who betrayed me. Even if they did betray me, it's not them. I trace it back to the root. When did I first experience this? When did I first feel betrayed? I ask myself that question. Then the next question I ask, because we live in a world of law of mirroring or the law of attraction, I ask myself, in what ways am I doing this to myself? In what ways am I doing this to others? I take the person, the situation completely out of it, because the reality is if we attract something in our life, that means we have receptors for it. Now, that's not always the case, because there are some situations where terrible things just happen and it has nothing to do with you attracting it or not attracting it. It has everything to do with that's part of your blueprint that you signed up to experience. And so the number one thing to always remember when terrible things happen is to remember that it's not your fault. You didn't do anything to cause this to come towards you. Some of it is just to learn from it, to grow from it, to help others through it, whatever it is. But being able to take these negative experiences, that is true alchemy. So in closing, I want to leave the message from Gabriel. So, let not all your life be hard. Let not all your life be hard, or allow a day to pass without a smile on your lips. For life is here for the living. It is not meant to be impossible, a constant uphill struggle. For without knowing the joy of fun and laughter, the companionship of friends and loved ones, old and new, how are you to survive? Lessons, yes, there are many. But how much easier they will pass if faced with hope and optimism. Laughter and joy are great listeners. Laughter and joy are great lighters of hearts and the vibrations that you seek so earnestly to raise. And it is within those higher vibrations that the pure light of truth may be found. Look to your heart and look to your soul and see them illuminated before you under my white light of purity. Know yourself as you truly are in your whole, complete, and perfect form. Call on me for my light and for my companionship. Let me be your hope and your friend when you have none. I am but a call away. You and I will stand together a while and talk of how things were and how they are meant to be. And I hope and pray that you will be there at my side when my golden trumpet sounds, the great clarion call to awaken those not yet on their path. For there, in finding and following that path, is truly the most divine joy and ecstasy to be found. Do whatever in your life truly gives you joy, and may many blessings expand your heart and bring you true contentment. I am Gabriel. Until next time.